Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number three on a football Friday is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We got our Week 10 NFL picks coming up. We got the latest on Josh Allen coming up in 5 minutes. Is he playing? Is he not? How's that elbow? What have we seen from practice? You will get the latest in just 5 minutes. But first, Bart Scott, it's finally Friday. It's been a week. I mean, it has been a week for us, hasn't it?
I ain't got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Get high today.
I'm with you. I got a game tonight, though.
Come on, Craig. They say they got Allen on a video stealing boxes. The hell you doing stealing boxes? What you doing, making a clubhouse?
So wish I could just hang out tonight. speaking of tequila like we did earlier, so last night I might have had one or two many, and I just started ordering dinner. $250 later at La Parma, we were like, we had a party. We bring in the trays. I go to the place and come back, bring in the trays. My wife's like, what is all this food? The kids will have, you know how the kids get when they see like trays of
more. Yeah. More.
We sit down. My son's like, what? No mozzarella sticks?
Go to your room. You're ungrateful. Matter of fact, you and Georgie eat tonight, you eating dinosaur chicken nuggets.
That's it. Well, he'd love that. But you know how it is? Like you have one, like they take the edge off. Then I'm like, yeah, get another one. And I'm just sitting there clicking away. Next thing I know, I'm like, I just hit, like, you know, purchase. It's like, oops.
Whoopsies.
That's a lot of food. Leftovers, nothing better. But on a Friday, Bart, with a lot to get to, when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Yeah. That little hurricane's starting to come up a little bit, man. It's starting to get a little misty outside.
Yeah, we're going to get some rain, aren't we?
Let's wrap it up, B.
Yeah, we're going to get some rain, aren't we? What's happening, though, in Buffalo? That's it. I mean, you talk about, again, the prove it or lose it kind of situations.
The decisions.
That game, that's a sneaky, interesting game tonight. This Sunday.
It's huge. It's huge because, listen, the Buffalo Bills are trying
Vikings,
to keep pace.
Bills.
The Bills need this one. Now,
Yeah, because they've got two teams on their neck now.
It's for them.
The Vikings don't have anybody on their neck. Like, they got the division. They got to feel like they got the division on lock.
Well, they got to have hopes to be the number one seed, right? So everything goes to them. So they're one game behind the Philadelphia Eagles. Who knows? Maybe the Eagles lose to Dallas the second time, and then they're right there. Maybe they lose two, and then you end up winning the division. Now everything has to go through Minnesota. So everybody has something at stake. None bigger than the Buffalo Bills, who have to make a decision due to how much exposure they want to give their franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because they put everything in this season into hosting the playoffs and letting it go like how everything used to go through Gillette Stadium. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is win one at home and you're in the AFC Championship. They're hoping to do that because the last thing I believe they want to do is go. And even though it was close in Arrowhead last year, they don't want to go back to Arrowhead. They don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Back to the scene of the crime.
Belly of the beast.
Or they don't want to have to go to South Beach when it's nice and hot and you got the 4x1 Jamaican track team sitting out there all jacked up on Mountain Dew with their hamstrings nice and warmed up. You want them to come up there and have them hamstrings lock up. Up in Orchard Park when it's like the frostbite and they mess around and break their little heater bench.
Well, isn't that kind of how it works, Bart? Like, would you say that a game in January, late January in Buffalo, which you never know it could be a blizzard, it could be a whiteout, it could be all that stuff. When you're a team that relies on speed, weather is the greatest impact, isn't it? But if you're a speed team, weather is your greatest defense.
I'll make the comparison. Right now, Allen would be Tom Brady, and you talk about Josh Allen would be Tom Brady, and Tua Tagovailoa would be Peyton Manning. In the confines of perfect climbing in the dome all the time. The dome. And then when they used to go and have to go see them Patriots, and it's like wind chill, wind, gust, sloppy feel, totally neutralized all the speed that they had. Mm-hmm. And more times than not, the Patriots came on the other half of it as far as the winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want to do. They want to say, bring your little fat. Come on. Let's see how you cut on this ice.
So what then happens, you know, how do you manage the Josh Allen situation? We're going to get the latest on it in just a few seconds here from Buffalo. But just in the meantime, like, listen to what Chris Candy had to say in regards to what the Bills should be considering when it comes to Josh Allen and this elbow injury that he suffered late last 2 weeks ago against the Jets.
Here's the delicate dance that the front office for the Buffalo Bills has to make. It's weighing the prospects of this season and potentially competing for a championship versus next year versus the year after that. Because what happens if Josh Allen blows out that UCL? I hate to deal in hypotheticals, but that's a situation that you have to think about. And then the other thing that we have to consider with the injury is, what kind of Josh Allen are we going to get? What version of him is going to be available? Because this guy accounts for 84% of the yards on the offense. So unless you can dial up those quarterback design runs and got to have it situations, short yardage and red zone, then you're probably not going to get to a Super Bowl anyway.
Wow. I mean, it is a delicate situation because we are kind of halfway through, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, if they get past this week and Case Keenum can ball out, or if they find a way to modify and limit his exposure as far as maybe bubble screens, quick slants, not really pushing that football and run the football and use him in a running game as well, if they can find out a way to win that way, then on the other side of it, you don't have to play him maybe against the Cleveland Browns minus Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Even though you just
Detroit
never know.
Lions after that as
right.
well. Yeah.
So that can be 3 weeks because we don't think that it's a major UCL injury. It's been reported that maybe it's mild. I know he dealt with it a little bit his first year.
Let's get the actual details from it from the Bills reporter for us at ESPN, Elena Getzenberg, who joins us right now. Elena, I'm just checking your Twitter feed. It just seems like we still really don't know what's going on. All we do know from your Twitter feed is that Josh Allen still hasn't been on the field when you guys, the media, have been able to be out there.
Yeah, it's actually like this tricky in-between thing where he's not out there when we're out there. Wednesday and Thursday, he officially did not participate in practice. And then we're waiting to hear about today. We actually, when we got into the field house, they were practicing inside because it's raining here. Josh Allen ran off the field and he was wearing his practice jersey. And he hasn't done that all week. So we should be getting the injury report shortly. And I'll be curious to see if he actually did participate at all today. But he hasn't so far this week. So we're kind of in wait and see mode. And we should find out in the next, at least by the next half hour, so we should know soon.
How's the temperature in Buffalo as far as the importance of this game and bouncing back from losing to the Jets when you consider that, you know, if they're already tied with Kansas City, and if they lose another one, Kansas City would move ahead as far as the first, you know, AFC, as far as the first overall AFC slot?
Yeah, it's interesting because there's, you know, they're going to say there's a lot of confidence in Case Keenum and, you know, all that. I think there is. They believe in him. They brought him in the offseason. They actually traded for him from the Browns to come in these situations just like this. They knew Josh Allen is this kind of player who, you know, didn't happen in this case, but puts his body on the line a lot, so there's more risk of injury. So there's confidence in Case. They think overall they can run almost the same offense, but the reality is there's things that Josh Allen does on the field all the time that kind of, you know, take the attention off some of the offense's deficiencies. So this is actually going to be, if Josh can't go, a really big test for first-year offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, which will actually be pretty interesting to see what he puts together for Case. So I would say a lot of confidence, but the reality is that Case Keenum is not Josh Allen, and so it will look different for, like what you said. This is a huge game, even though it's against an NFC opponent.
Elena Getzenberg, ESPN Bills reporter, joining us right now. Josh Allen, again, not seen on the practice field, but she's just telling us that he did have his practice jersey on, so we'll get the latest in a few minutes once they release the injury report. But Elena, I wonder if their concern beyond Josh Allen is the last game and how the run defense was awful. And then we also saw previously against the Packers late in that game the same kind of thing. Are we seeing maybe an Achilles heel for this team that other teams might pick up on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something they need to fix, and they've been pretty transparent about it. I think we saw through the first 4 weeks of the season, or through the first little stretch there, especially through the Kansas City game, this team didn't really have much. They weren't doing well. And I think we've seen with the run defense, with they haven't actually had a passing touchdown in the last six quarters. So there's things that just aren't clicking on both sides of the ball right now. And for whatever reason it might be, they know they have to clean it up. And they're past their bye week. So this is a tough stretch they have left to finish the season with almost all of their AFC East games left. And people, the Jets, the Packers in the second half, there's a kind of a platform or a example put out there of how you beat this team or how you give them a hard time. So there's definitely things they need to fix, and that's certainly one of them.
You know, I know that how big the Josh Allen injury is, but even bigger to me was, Jordan Poyer not being available and also Milano. What's the status on them for this week? Because that may factor really big in the decision whether you want to put Josh Allen at risk.
Yeah, Matt Milano should be good to go for this one. He's going to play all signs. He's been practicing this week, so he should be set. They are going to miss a couple guys on the defensive side of the ball. Jordan Poyer's out again with an elbow injury. Greg Rousseau has a high ankle sprain. He's actually has the second most sacks behind Von Miller on this team, so he's going to be a huge absence. But it's trending towards getting right tackle Spencer Brown back. He's missed the last two games, but he's been practicing this week, so that looks to be going in a positive direction. So they're actually much more – they've got a lot of injuries they're dealing with on the defensive side. Linebacker Tremaine Edmonds is a bit of a question mark for this one. So we're going to have to see how that shakes out. And then the other player to keep an eye on, he's no longer injured, but Tre'Davious White is on the active roster, and he just was a healthy scratch last week. They're kind of taking their time with him, being patient, but there's a chance he plays on Sunday. It's been almost a year since he last played because of that torn ACL.
Wow, a huge addition to their defense when they need it the most. Elena, great stuff. Outstanding information. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Elena Getzenberg, your ESPN Bills reporter with the latest there. So, again, as she just pointed out, as far as Josh Allen goes, all week they haven't seen him practice. And now the media only gets to see a little bit.
First 15 minutes.
But he never wore his practice jersey. Today, when they were able to see practice, he wasn't there. But they did see him go by wearing his practice jersey. So, remains to be seen whether or not. But I imagine if you're the Bills, you take this all the way to how when do you have to
Inactive right before the start of the game.
It's
inactive
usually
early
just
in the morning.
Right in the morning, right before the game. So it's a 1 o'clock game up in Buffalo.
Anybody got no drone or nothing, man? They're taking me. Oh, yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're not paying attention.
Bill Belichick would figure out a way. All right, so we have you calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, talking Week 10 with you. And coming up in just a few seconds, we do have our Week 10 NFL picks. And where are we in the Pick'em Challenge against the other teams? One thing I know, we're not in last place. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
All right, so we have Bart to thank for the fact that we are not in last place.
We are first to last.
Well, we are tied for last, but we're not alone in last.
I was going to say, we're in last, but we have company.
No, we're not alone in last.
We're tied for fourth.
And because we do it alphabetically, we're above the team that we're tied with. We are 12-13-2, which, I think you got to hover around 500, because if you're too above 500, it kind of looks suspicious.
And if you have a big week.
And you know something bad's coming if you're up that big. So we're 12-13-2, so is Kenny and Carlin. But because we're B and H, we go ahead of them. So we're not in last. That's how I look at it. And by the way, KJM and Spain and Fitz are one game ahead of us at 13-12-2. So, I mean, we're right there. We're right there.
We need them to have a bad week, and we sweep. We need a sweep.
How did Greeny jump to 14-11-2, by the way? Wasn't he in last place last week?
Yeah. He must have swept the field.
He must have gone 3-0. Well, we have Bart to thank, by the way, because Stosh and I were against taking the Jets and the 11.5 points against Buffalo, and Bart was right. That certainly helped us.
It's okay, man. Footprints. Let's get her right this week.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Let's get her done.
So, this week's games to pick. Let's see. Oh, these are going to be tough games to pick. Let's go. Here's the first one.
Seahawks at Buccaneers.
The Bucs are laying 3. Now, remember, this game's in Munich.
Yeah,
it's in Germany.
He just got some Leighton holders, too.
He got some what?
Some fan gave him some Leighton hosers.
Stosh, what does that mean?
They got me, man.
They gave him the little outfit that they wear over there in Germany.
Lederhosen?
Yeah, Lederhosen. Lederhosen.
So, anyways.
I'm not German.
No, I am. I'm like half. Yeah. You know, Han.
Yeah, Lederhosen.
You know, no.
999.
Anyways. The Bucks are laying 3. The Seahawks have been that team of destiny. Geno has been great.
Spitting grit.
But this is sort of like on a in a strange place, on a strange field, with no advantage, except you imagine out of 70,000 people in the building.
They love Brady.
Everybody wants Tom Brady to win, right? You got to feel that, right? Do we take Bucks and give the 3 in this game? Even though the Seahawks coming in are the better team.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
You're taking the Seahawks, right? You don't believe in what you saw. That was at some late heroics.
That was one draft.
That was
and it basically was the not Rams. It was just, basically on air.
And the Rams weren't playing any real defense.
Yeah, it was on air. This is a young, excitable team. They've showed
Seahawks take the 3.
Seahawks have showed up every week. They don't have a week where they played down.
Stosh, Seahawks take the 3?
Starting to sound like a Buccaneers home game.
I know, right?
That's perfect.
I feel Brady after the game sounded like Brady again. Brady on his podcast, his voice had a better inflection.
Okay, did Julio sound like Julio?
It's like how Stella got her groove back.
Did Julio
Julio? I'm just saying.
All right, don't take my advice. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This feels like how Stella got her groove back.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Winston.
I'm stuck. Stosh, you got to break the tie.
I say go Seahawks.
Yeah, all right. All right, we'll take Seahawks.
That rookie runs like crazy.
We'll take
crazy.
The 3. But I'll tell you what. If the Bucks win this game and Brady looks like Brady, we're going to have some problems.
I mean, Geno's not going to like Geno because you talk about the better matchups.
Against that defense?
What defense?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's hurt.
Kenneth Walker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Metcalf.
All right. So we picked that game. We picked that game enough because I'm already having, like, you know, buyer's remorse. But let's move on.
Cowboys at Packers.
This is not easy either because you heard Todd Archer and we had him on. It's like, I know the Cowboys, the Packers are a mess. They lost 5 weeks in a row. Aaron Rodgers is now all of a sudden like going from criticizing everybody to, you know, sounding like a guy that's almost like surrendering to the reality of what this season is for them. And now you got people wondering, should Jordan Love play and should you bench Aaron Rodgers? You talk about a mess. And Todd Archer said it. Oh, that just sets it up for Aaron Rodgers to do what Aaron Rodgers does and have one of his Aaron Rodgers games at Green Bay. Right? As Mike McCarthy at his expense, as he comes back, the conquering hero on McCarthy Way outside of Lambeau. So the Cowboys are laying 5 here on the road. 5, Bart. Do we take the Packers and the points? Do we dare trust in Aaron Rodgers? Or do we believe in the star?
I believe in the star, but these teams usually play a little bit different on grass and outside. Right? We have to ask, are they the same team in the cold weather, in the elements?
Should we check the weather report?
Yeah.
Is that a big part of the strategy here?
I just think they struggle. You struggle a little bit more. If, you know, we can see the weather coming up here.
Sunday, 37 is the high. No precipitation. A little bit of wind. Partly cloudy. So it's going to be chilly.
I'll take
but
Green
no
Bay and the
rain, no nothing else.
I'll take Green Bay and the points.
We're going to take Green Bay and the 5?
Yeah. Even if Dallas wins, it'll be by 3.
Like it'll be a close one?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers will get him in position.
Like Aaron Rodgers won't want to lose to Mike McCarthy. Like there'll be something a little more locked in about this.
It's personal.
Who's he throwing to, though? It was an infirmary last week. They were dragging people off the field.
No. Remember the run game.
Defense.
Last week, they gave up 39 points to Justin Fields. Yes, a lot of that had to do because Justin Fields ran for 178 yards. But Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon can kind of run the ball downhill, which is going to limit the possessions, which makes it a much closer game.
Stosh, you feeling that? You feeling Packers and take the 5?
I mean, they did cover against Buffalo. I mean, yeah, why not?
Do it. Lock it in. I thought we had a lock-in sound.
We're either going to be sugar or something else.
We don't have a lock-in sound? I thought we had a lock-in sound.
You can't win!
That'll be our lock-in sound. All right, the last game we're picking.
Chargers at 49ers.
Ooh. Now, remember, it's up in Levi. It doesn't matter because if it was at SoFi, it'd still be all 49ers fans.
Right, exactly.
It's a home game for the Niners either way. But the Niners are laying 7. Mm. Everybody on the Chargers defense is hurt. Like, just name him, he's hurt. I mean,
Seven's a lot.
Seven's disrespectful for a division game, right?
It is.
I mean, not a division game. I'm sorry. But 7 is disrespectful. I'm thinking of the Rams.
But the other Bosa is hunting. He's got like a 8 sacks. And you talk about Herbert losing his left tackle. I don't know if they can fight that off, man. D'Amico Ryan's been able to come down. They're going to be able to slow up the run game with Fred Warner. They're physical on in the trenches, man. Then on the other side, Trent Williams, just whoever they decide to put over there. They can put Khalil Mack over there if they want to. Mm. He'll barbecue salad him too. I don't know. 7 is a lot, man. Oh, man.
Stosh, come on. Jump in here.
7's
I know
a
it's
lot.
It's one of your division rivals that you hate, so.
7's a lot. I think the 49ers are going to beat them.
Yeah?
Yeah, beat them is fine, but are they going to beat them by 7?
I think they are.
All right, we'll blame Stoss for this one.
I'll tell you what. I mean, you talk about a team that's in that. I mean, the Chargers right now are just a game
5-3.
Back.
I know.
Like, this is one of those prove it or lose it. You lose this game? I mean, good night.
Remember, Kansas City beat the brakes off San Francisco with CMC.
Mm. I'm struggling.
We ran out of music. That's how long we
got.
Make a decision.
No, I can't on this one. Can't.
I say Niners.
We're gonna lay the 7. We're really gonna lay the 7, huh? Mm. Bart, you're all in? I mean, I'm just stalling for you to lock it in. Don't make me keep locking it in.
2 tears in the bucket. We're gonna go with Steezy. Steezy say that. Say go with it. I'm going with Steezy. That would be you, Stosh.
All right, there it is. It's locked in. Sunday night football, too.
Mm.
The Chargers are 4-0 against the spread on the road. Yikes.
Can we unlock it?
This season. Can we unlock it? Can we unlock
it? That means they're due.
They're due?
They're due for a loss.
Largest underdog is 7, and they won that game. The last time they were the largest underdog that Brandon Staley has had is the plus 7 at Kansas City in week 3 last year, and they won that game.
Is Keenan Allen playing?
Well, that's information that we'd have to have had before we did this segment. It'd be helpful.
We can't know if he's playing. He was hurt. We know Mike Williams is hurt.
You can use the Google. It'll help you.
So he's questionable.
We have that information. All right. Well, it's locked in. It's too late. So,
is it? Do we have to the end of the show to put in our final?
Do you want? All right. Can we get the provision that we can unlock and leave it unlocked and then make a decision before the end of the show on this last one?
Yeah, as long as we make a call by the end of the show.
By the end of the show.
Perfect. Yeah.
By 53:20.
We'll do some more digging.
We have to know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got lots of calls to get to. We will get to those. And it's a prove-it weekend for some teams, but also for one quarterback. We will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Can't bring that story to the air, Bart and Han.
Presented
Progressive Insurance. That's a Friday song. I'm feeling that. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Mm-hmm. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. This video, I love this video. Like the marbles or whatever that is, like rolling behind him while he's dancing.
It's a strobe light. It's old disco ball light that reflects all the light because little pieces of glass.
Yeah.
And then you got the matching moonwalk socks.
See, back then, that was like technology. Yeah. You're looking at it and go, damn, that's
high
tech.
Look at the laser beam.
Now you watch it like, damn.
Yeah, it's like the background they used to give you as one of your options for your school pictures. Yeah. you want the laser beams or the stars behind, or you want the clouds.
Right. This is so space age.
It's crazy. Dolce & Gabbana remade that shirt, sold it for $2,000. Shirt. It was heavy as hell.
Damn.
I didn't buy it.
Sounds like you knew how much it was, though.
Well,
sounds
my
like
wife
you shopped
it.
For it.
My wife bought it. But it was hers. That's how I know how much I paid for it. But it was hers.
Yeah. Not like you didn't look at it like, never mind.
Nah, that thing, I was
wouldn't
like,
fit you.
That's one of those things that you only wear once or twice. How many of y'all can you wear a disco scrub light? It had like so many crystals on it.
Right.
It weighed like 75 pounds.
But how do you clean that?
You don't.
Like you take that out. You wear that out somewhere and you get all sweaty and the pits get all nasty.
It stay musty. You got to spray it
with Febreze.
You got to clean it like they clean the shoulder pads for NFL players.
Antibacterial. Like, what do you do?
Leave it outside. Let it air out.
You can't put that in the laundry. How do you launder a shirt like that?
You can't.
I've always wondered that.
You can't.
Like, what do you do with it?
You can't.
So if it gets all nasty and funky,
they spray it with chemicals. Yep, and when you get that rash because you put on your skin and not have undershirt on, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about prove it or lose it for different teams this weekend, right? We've had a couple of teams that we feel like are in that mode right now of the season. But how about a player? How about Daniel Jones? Is he now at that prove it or lose it stage? He clearly hasn't done enough. Joe Shane had said going into the bye that if there was a time to give him an extension during the season, it would be during the bye.
Yep.
Well, the bye has come and passed, and he has not gotten an extension.
That's for Saquon, too.
And that's true. So with that in mind, this becomes an off-season situation for Daniel Jones, which puts us in the prove it or lose it. It puts him dead in the prove it or lose it category. They are, is it 6-3?
6-2.
They had 6-2. So they're in the mix right now as a playoff team.
Third place, though.
Well, because of Dallas, right. And you lose that game to Dallas, and that's what's going to happen. But you've got still a lot of division games coming up. And for Daniel Jones, it's got to be prove it or lose it time. Because if he doesn't prove it, there's no. You can't think that they're going to bring him back, right? He's not their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a dilemma. But is he a good enough quarterback to be able to say, okay,
well,
we can
better
win
than your options.
For a good price?
Better than your options.
Yeah, because if you don't, they're not going to have a good draft pick now.
No, not at least. So, well, we'll see where things go from here. But right now, it doesn't look like it.
Assuming they don't lose all their games, they're not going to have a top 10 pick, especially when you see what Houston's doing, who they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
You got Houston. You got the Raiders. Now, we don't think the Raiders want a new quarterback, but the way the season's unfolding, who knows? And then you have Detroit as well, right? So and you got Jacksonville, who doesn't need a quarterback. But, you know, those are teams that's going to be ahead of them regardless. So
do you believe in him? Do you if you were in the Giant organization, what you've seen so far, knowing what the market's going to be for quarterbacks, what it's going to cost you to either trade for one or sign one and all that stuff, and knowing their cap situation, do you believe enough in Daniel Jones as, again, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, new guys in this organization, do you believe in him enough to say, this is our guy going forward?
I believe in him like the Cincinnati Bengals believed in Andy Dalton. I believe in him like
Mr. Right Now, not Mr. Right.
I believe in him how maybe the 49ers believe in Jimmy G. I believe in him a little bit maybe how San Francisco used to believe in Colin Kaepernick. I need a team-friendly deal where it's like it's a discount, where really it's an extension of a prove it, continues to prove it, like Ryan Tannehill was when he first went over there when he was a backup.
Kind of right, yeah.
Before Marcus Mariota.
I feel like Tannehill's still kind of in that place with the Titans.
Well, no, he's on his way out. They've already made the decision that he wasn't the future. That's why they drafted Malik Malik Jackson, I believe. Jackson.
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Willis. Yeah. Jackson.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, that's why they drafted him, because they didn't believe in him. Remember, they gave him that contract after he had almost had an MVP year, but he's fallen short the last 2 years. So if Daniel Jones is not going to make the same mistake that Baker Mayfield made, just imagine if Baker Mayfield would have took what Cleveland was offering instead of betting on himself, and he bet wrong, because he'll never be a starting quarterback in this league ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So if Daniel Jones want to say, okay, listen, I'll take $28 million per and lock me up so you can always be able to get better players around me to make me look better, then he'll be there. But if not, then I think they'll go in a different direction and try and find one of these retreads that may be a little bit better.
That fits the way they want to play?
Yeah. I mean, definitely I can see Trubisky being there next year. I mean, because of what Daboll did. Yeah, what Daboll did with him before.
No.
I'm saying as a backup. Who knows? Maybe he might push Tyrod Taylor out of the door.
Yeah.
And then they go with a young guy. Like, they can go in a draft, but
Jimmy G is still going to be somewhere. He's got to, you know, if the 49ers are really invested.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, in Trey Lance, Jimmy G's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
There's going to be movement. We'll see where it goes. But right now.
What's your number for Jimmy G, though?
But right now, if you're Daniel Jones, just getting back to where I was going. For Daniel Jones, this is really all seasons in prove it or lose it, but he's still in prove it or lose it mode.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree at that, because if he wasn't, they might have done something during the bye. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've had a lot of people on hold. We've got a lot of calls we're trying to get to. Walton, Virginia, though, wants to react to what Jimmy Johnson said about the Eagles not really being all in on them.
Yeah, first of all, I'm honored to be part of the Power Hour here.
Oh, but, perfect.
Yeah, man. But with Jimmy Johnson, what do you expect to hear from him? You know what he's going to say. He's going to say the Cowboys are going to win. But I'm from Philadelphia, and, of course, I love what they're doing. It's unrealistic that they're going to run the table. But they got a better team than Dallas. The only thing I have to say is to kind of quote LL Cool J, you know, with the Super Bowl trophy. Going back to Dallas, I don't think so.
Thank you all.
Listen,
yeah, might have missed it, just real quick here, Jimmy Johnson had this to say about the Cowboys and the Eagles.
It's the best Cowboys team that I've seen. I'm still not 100% sold on Philadelphia. But, you know, the NFC's down. I think the Cowboys have as good a shot, in fact, a better shot than most anybody there.
Yeah,
believes in them.
So here's the reality for the Giants, right? The Giants – let's just say that they take care of business. They're expected to take care of business. They'll be at 7 wins. Then they got the Lions. They should be able to beat the Lions. That's 8 wins. They should lose. Maybe let's say they lose to Dallas again. But then they got the Commanders.
I think
right?
They have to beat Dallas.
No.
Because they already lost. No, so you got to get one. But you got to do it in Jerry World.
No, you don't, because they still can win 11 games. 11 games won't get them in regardless. Right? So they're at 6. So let's just count. Houston 1. Dallas 2. Commanders 3. Commanders 4. Indianapolis Colts 5.
So you're taking the sweep of the Commanders.
Yeah, they can get the 5. They can beat Indianapolis. Sorry, Jeff. That's 5. And beat the Commanders twice. That's 3. Lions 4. And listen, the teams that they're beating have a combined record of probably, what, that's 1 win, 2 wins. They should be able to get her done.
Okay. Well, we shall see. Hey, we want you to tune into a college football doubleheader tomorrow. Ole Miss hosts Alabama, followed by TCU at Texas. Those are big games, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coming up, well, you mentioned Jeff Saturday, a little Saturday on Sunday. He had something to say to all the naysayers. Wait till you hear what he said, and also what Bart Scott can't wait to see this weekend. All that and more coming up. Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bart and Han.
Hey, Stosh, should I get some dry rub or should I get wet ribs?
Yeah.
You got to go wet ribs.
Yeah. Wet ribs.
Oh, yeah. Nice and messy.
Dry rub is Memphis, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Having all this fun.
What you want me to bring back?
No, nothing. I want nothing. Bring back nothing.
Listen, man, tonight, are we going to go to what I can't wait for? Because it has a lot to do with tonight.
No, I just needed to talk more about how great it is that you get to go to Kansas City and call a football game by yourself.
I wonder if they let me hit the drum.
Doom. You didn't play for them.
Doom.
No.
No?
No.
Can't hit the drum?
No, you can't. No. Not
you have to play there to hit the drum?
Yeah.
I won there. Does that count?
Right. Say that.
Well, in that case, no.
Yes. Hey, tune into a football doubleheader Sunday because the Chiefs are hosting the Jags. It's followed by Cardinals and Rams. Cards begin at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio station.
Yeah, listen to your boy.
Hmm. Yeah.
You want to come on and be a guest?
No, no. Why would I want to do that? Didn't know it was just that easy. Just who are you doing it with?
Huh?
Who are you doing it with?
What you mean? Who? What?
Oh, you can't tell me who you're going with?
My ex.
Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me.
Oh, babe.
I don't even know you anymore.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Baby boo.
Well, I hope you have a great time.
It's like his.
Okay?
Yeah, you know me that.
I hope you have a great time with this great opportunity that you're having. Just don't forget how you got here. Okay?
I'm coming back.
I don't, may not be here when you get back. I got some basketball to do. Never know. Maybe Jalen Rose and I have a show to do.
Oh.
You never know.
Didn't you do that last year?
You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It doesn't feel so good, does it?
Jalen Rose, you know, mentioned to me before how, you know, Jacoby might not be around next week and he might need somebody to fill in. And I thought maybe I could.
Yep. You ain't never say, hey, man.
I mean, Bart's going to be in Kansas City, so I got nothing to do.
All right. Tell Wiley to scoot over.
Monica McNutt's going to be on tonight on the Knicks Pistons broadcast.
Pistons.
At the Garden.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
See the rookie of the year, Jaden Ivey.
He's been good, but I don't know if he's rookie of the year.
What? Who's this Mathurin. Kid? Who's this kid from
Benedict
Indianapolis?
Mathurin. He's really good. Mathurin.
Where's he from?
He's really good. Oh, we're running out of time. We have to get to something very important. It's called Can't Wait. Oh, Can't Wait brought to you by, I jumped the gun, O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. What are some things you can't wait to see, Bart Scott?
Man, I'm starting off with our former colleague, you know, right here, your fellow Husky eye, you know what I'm saying, is going to be leading them Indianapolis Colts all the way to Las Vegas. And the Colts are betting on Jeff Saturday just like I do at the blackjack table. Let her ride.
Saturday on Sunday. You know what? People calling it out saying, what is this guy? He has no experience. What are they doing? Jeff Saturday, clap back.
I'm completely comfortable in who I am as a man, bro. I know I can lead men. I know the game of football, and I'm passionate about it. I have no fear about, are you as qualified as somebody else, bro? I spent 14 years in a locker room. I went to the playoffs 12 times. I got five dudes in the Hall of Fame that I play with. You don't think I've seen greatness? You don't think I've seen how people prepare, how they coach, how they GM, how they work? I mean, won Super Bowls, been to two. Like, here's the deal, man. None of us are promised a good job. I may be terrible at this. And after eight games, I'll say, God bless you. I am no good. I may be really good at it. I got no idea. But I dang sure ain't going to back down. I can tell you that.
I'm ready. I'm fired up. Go.
Put me in, Colts.
Go, Colts, right?
Is he running out shirtless?
We got 30 seconds. Are we taking Niners? Are we taking the Niners laying seven? Yes or no?
Yeah, we taking the Niners.
All right. They're going to barbecue chicken?
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
We're taking the Niners in the seven.
I want to see some Leighton holders to see if Tom Brady can revitalize his team's season. And ain't about winning the division because they'll win the division.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
You know what I want to see? What I can't wait to see is the Knicks spanking some Pistons ass tonight. Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.